On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a 41-year-old man has been charged with the murder of Donegal woman Luna McKinney. The DUP have labelled the Irish government political chancers as no agreement on Brexit is reached. There are still concerns over what impact a 5% increase in commercial rates will have on businesses in Donegal. At Letterkenny University Hospital returned one of the highest numbers of patients on trolleys in Ireland last month. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have sport with PJ Lynch at about 5:15. But first in news, the DUP have labelled the Irish government political chancers. There now won't be agreement today on a deal to move Brexit talks to the next stage. Sean Defoe reports.
Well, even an hour is a long time in politics today. Earlier, a deal on the border looked likely. Then European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker and British Prime Minister Theresa May said this.
It was not possible to reach a complete agreement today.
But we will reconvene before the end of the week, and I am also confident that we will conclude this positively.
The border deal would have meant there was no difference in regulations north and south after Brexit, meaning no checkpoints and no hard border. But the DUP are insistent that Northern Ireland isn't treated differently to the rest of the UK. MP Sammy Wilson taking aim at the government in the Republic.
This is a political row by a bunch of political chancers who see the opportunity of using Brexit to try and push a Republican agenda.
Meanwhile, people on the ground in Belfast had very mixed views on how things should go.
I'd like to see the border the way it is. No constrictions or anything. Just keep the border the way it is.
Hard border. We need a hard border. We're part of England. We're not Irish, and the Irish should have nothing to do with us.
Talks between Dublin, London, Belfast and Brussels will continue this week, with Theresa May and Jean-Claude Juncker saying they're still confident of a deal ahead of next week's EU Leaders Summit. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
A 41-year-old man has been charged with the murder of Donegal woman Luna McKinney. The 35-year-old from Convoy died while on a boating holiday with her family in Fermanagh earlier this year. The man was arrested in Derry last week after police carried out a review into the circumstances surrounding her death. He has also been charged with possession of a Class C controlled drug and will appear at Omagh Magistrates Court tomorrow morning. There are still concerns over what impact a 5% increase in commercial rates will have on businesses in Donegal. On Friday last, the majority of councillors voted in favour of the increase, while also increasing the small business grant in the county by way of alleviating the rates bill. However, General Manager of McGettigan's Hotel, Councillor Michael Naughton, is warning the increase in business rates will do irreparable damage as McGettigan's faces an extra €10,000 a year onto their current rates bill. Councillor Naughton says solutions are available.
I believe it's just the wrong message to be sending out to business people this time of year, and basically the uncertainty that is out there in relation to sterling, in relation to the Brexit. These are the people are the heartbeat of basically of our towns and our villages. These are the people that are basically paying all the time. Our company is probably one of the largest ratepayers around Letterkenny. We're paying the region nearly up 200k. There's another 10,000 to us this year when the sterling was never as low. The moment sterling is only 5%. This time last year, businesses will be getting about, or coming across the north, we're getting 45p in their pound. That's about 30% of a swing on the sterling. Everybody is well aware of the talks that was going on in relation to Brexit. And that, I mean, there's just such a, you know, uncertainty out there at the moment. I mean, sales have been down basically since August, and you can see a trend of that. So, I mean, I just think it was the wrong message at the wrong time to send out to business people.
Now, your party, Fianna Fáil, proposed that the money to make up the €1.5 million could be taken out of the reserve fund, but yourself and other councillors were told on Friday evening that there was no money in the local authority account. So, therefore, what was the solution?
The reality of the situation, I mean, the budget in 2017, Donegal County Council was €135 million. This year is €138 million. €200k was only a little drop in the ocean. So don't tell me, you know, that basically €1.5 million couldn't be found in this level of a budget. If you really want to find cuts, you would find cuts. And I mean, I don't think, you know, the right thing was basically to go back to the business people. And the big thing we've got to look at here, rates are arrears. and that mean is in the region of 15 million. If only 10% of that was collected, would make up the difference. So, I mean, there is solutions. There was different people. I mean, and again, we're going after the people that are paying all the time.
The Wild Atlantic Way is bracing itself for an influx of Star Wars fans after the release of The Last Jedi later this month. As well as Skellig Michael and Kerry, the film was shot on location in Malinhead in County Donegal. CEO of Tourism Ireland, Niall Gibbons, says they have a new Star Wars campaign due out this month to coincide with the release of the film.
Look, it's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, so it's very famous from that perspective. But our campaign for Star Wars this time will be focusing on the Wild Atlantic Way because it is shooting in more places. And we're very happy about that. And they've done a nice film, which you've seen a rough cut off, and we're very excited about the release of that over Christmas.
Letterkenny University Hospital returned one of the highest numbers of patients on trolleys in Ireland last month. There were a total of 502 people waiting on trolleys in its emergency department over the course of November. However, the latest figures nationally for the month of November confirm a 7% reduction when compared to November in 2016. It comes as Donegal County Council is to add its voice to calls to reopen the short stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital. Councillor Adrian Gacken says healthcare needs to become a priority.
It's gone on for too long now. There's closed beds there in the community hospitals and the short stay ward as well. Like the overcrowding's getting serious up there now at the minute. We're getting immune to it now. It doesn't even shock us anymore. Every day you go on social media, it's the high 20s and the low 30s, you know, people on trolleys and the Letterkenny University Hospital. Like it can't go on much longer. Again, the management in the hospital has applied for 1.8 million euro to get the short stay ward functional again. I don't think in the grand scheme of things that it's that much money, and I think it's a very important service for the people in Donegal.
In terms of only last week, your party colleague Senator Padraig McLaughlin claimed that the health minister put the responsibility back to the HSE in terms of this funding request. Is more clarity needed there?
I think it is. You know, obviously he's trying to put it on the hospital management, so it's procedural issues there, but it's very obviously a funding issue. Like, you know, and I think it's a case now. There's money being put into the county for all our things. Like, and I think the hospital and general healthcare in Donegal needs to become a priority.
Meanwhile, there were 22 people awaiting admission to Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, according to the INMO. 9 people were waiting on trolleys in its emergency department, while a further 13 were waiting on wards. Cork University Hospital was the most overcrowded in the country, with 41 people waiting there. Nationally, there were 437 people waiting at hospitals across the country. A man who was found guilty of falsely imprisoning Joan Burton has been cleared of any wrongdoing after the DPP decided not to contest his appeal. Jason Lester from Brookview Close in Talla was also found guilty of falsely imprisoning the former Taoiseach's advisor just over 3 years ago. The charges arose from a water charge protest in Jobstown in Dublin. The 18-year-old says he's relieved his name has been cleared after the Children's Court ruling was set aside.
I was prosecuted with serious offences of false imprisonment when I was only 15 years old for taking part in a legitimate political protest. I have always maintained my innocence and today I have been exonerated. I would like to thank my family for the continued support, the general public, the people of Talla and my legal team for all the work they've done on this case. Thank you.
Sinn Féin Finance spokesperson Deputy Pearse Doherty and Sinn Féin Senator Padraig McLaughlin have been officially named as the party's candidates to contest the next general election for the constituency of Donegal. The pair were officially endorsed at the party selection convention, which took place last night at Letterkenny's Mount Errigal Hotel. The event also featured an address from guest speaker and Sinn Féin leader in the North, Michelle O'Neill. Speaking today, Senator Padraig McLaughlin says their goal is to evoke real change in the county.
I'm really honoured to have been selected by the Sinn Féin members once again to contest the general election. The last time out, last year, Sinn Féin received over 20,000 votes, 20,000 first preference votes across Donegal. It's a huge responsibility on our shoulders, and we were only 184 votes away from taking 2 seats out of 5. So we're determined, our membership this time, to go and win those two seats, not for any purposes of vanity or false prestige, but we want to deliver real change for our people in Donegal and for our people across this country. We want Sinn Féin to be in government, to deal with the health crisis, to deal with the housing crisis, and to deal with this Brexit threat to Donegal.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where the Christmas Club is now open. Shop online 24/7 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 5:15, time for the latest sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with soccer. And Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers says Moussa Dembélé is fit for tomorrow's final Champions League group game with Anderlecht. He missed their two Scottish Premiership matches last week after being injured during the League Cup final. But Rodgers says Odson Edwards is the striker everyone should be talking about.
An absolutely brilliant performance by him, and he's always shown he's a talent, but it's been difficult for him to get the games. But I just felt that putting him in, and I think we've really gained from that for the weekend, because his confidence is really high now and gives us another striking option.
Edwin scored a hat-trick in Saturday's win over Motherwell. Staying in Scotland, and Rangers have appealed against Ryan Jack's red card from their Scottish Premiership win over Aberdeen yesterday. The midfielder was sent off for the fourth time this season for a challenge on Stevie May early in the second half. Two of the red cards he received earlier in the campaign were rescinded on appeal. Republic of Ireland midfielder Robbie Brady is seeing a specialist today to assess the seriousness of a knee injury sustained in Burnley's loss at Leicester on Saturday. Brady was taken straight to hospital with his leg in a brace after the game, and Burnley are expected to release an update on the injury later today. Former Ireland midfielder Keith Andrews says Brady has been in impressive form with his club in recent weeks.
Really good relationship with him and Steve Ward, left back down. And he's got license to roam, and it's just a shame because it's taken him a little bit of time to get down at Burnley in terms of that level. There's such expectations on him. But the good thing for him is that we're not going to a World Cup, and he's going to miss out on it. A small comfort, I know.
Yeah.
But look, he's at a good club with good people. He'll be fine.
Manchester United are not expected to appeal against Paul Pogba's red card from Saturday's win over Arsenal. The midfielder is facing a three-game domestic ban for his challenge on Hector Bellerin. The first match he'll miss will be Sunday's derby against Premier League leaders Man City. Crystal Palace have announced plans to redevelop Selhurst Park. It'll increase capacity from around 26 to 34,000 seats at a cost of £100 million. Palace, who currently sit in the Premier League's relegation zone, have played at the ground since 1924. The two seventh-tier sides in this evening's FA Cup third-round draw will be hoping to land one of the Premier League's big boys. Hereford still need to get through a replay, while Slough play their second-round tie against League One Rochdale tonight. Non-league sides AFC Fylde and Woking are also in that hat, but they too need to win second round replays. Championship leaders Wolves chase a sixth straight win when they travel to near neighbours Birmingham tonight. Victory would give them a 4-point lead at the top of the table. Birmingham will move out of the relegation zone if they avoid defeat. In rugby, Munster captain Peter O'Mahony says he'll make a decision on his future by the new year. The Lions flanker's contract at the province ends next summer, and he's being linked with clubs in England and France. O'Mahony insists that he remains 100% committed to the Reds and wants the situation sorted soon.
It was well documented, obviously, this time of the year you get offers from, you know, offers from clubs in France and England, and look, I'm going to leave my agents sort all that side of it. It's very important for me to concentrate on such two big tests at this weekend and obviously the following weekend with Leicester, but I'm hoping to have it wrapped up one way or the other regardless by the new year, to be honest.
Leinster are set to make a call later on this week on whether Robbie Henshaw will be fit to face Exeter in the Champions Cup on Sunday. The Ireland centre is recovering from a hamstring problem sustained in training ahead of the November international against Argentina, but trained along without half Johnny Sexton today. Gary Ringrose is fit after playing in the win over Treviso at the weekend, and flanker Josh Vlandefleer is also available for the trip to Sandy Park. France will host next summer's under-20 Rugby World Cup. Ireland will face France, South Africa and Georgia in Pool C of the competition. In Gaelic Games, Cork GAA chairman Ger Lane has dismissed suggestions that Kieran Kingston step down as their hurling manager because he was asked to pay for All-Ireland final tickets as utter nonsense. He's told the Irish Examiner that he was disappointed that Kingston opted against staying on, but that says the decision was down to personal and work reasons. Mr. Lane also revealed that the cost of redevelopment of Páirc Uí Chaoimh was in excess of €86 million, more than €16 million above estimates from 2 years ago. In golf, Tiger Woods has moved up 531 places in the new World Golf Rankings after his top 10 finish at the Hero World Challenge. The 14-time major winner is now 668th after playing in his first tournament in over 300 days. Rory McIlroy remains 10th, with Shane Lowry in 62nd and Paul Dunne in 75th. And finally, in snooker, world number 2 Judd Trump is the latest big name to make an early exit at the snooker UK Snooker Championship at York. He's lost by 6 frames to 2 to Graham Dott in the last 32. Tonight, two-time winner Neil Robertson faces Mark Joyce. That's all for your sports news today on Highland Radio. Keep up to date with the latest sports news in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, it's back to Michaela at the news desk.
Thanks, PJ. Public consultation events have been taking place on draft local area plans for 7 towns in Donegal, with more events to take place over the coming weeks. The events organised by Donegal County Council are aimed at allowing the general public to have an input on the future of their towns. Roy Williams reports.
Donegal County Council has organised these events following the publication of a draft local area plan for the towns of Dunloe, Ballybuffet, Stranorlar, Ballyshannon, Bridgend, Carndonagh, Donegal Town and Killybegs. These towns have been identified as strategic towns due to their special economic function and have the potential to play a role in driving growth and development throughout the county. Public consultation drop-in events will take place in Ballybuffet, Stranorlar on Tuesday, December 5th, Bridgend on December 7th, Donegal Town on December 13th and Carndonagh on December 14th, where planning staff will be available to deal with any queries. The relevant documents can be viewed at www.donegalcoco.ie.
The demand for cancer counselling services has increased by 68% over the past 4 years and over 490% since 2010. According to the Irish Cancer Society, demand for the cancer counselling services in Donegal has grown by almost 4%, with 58 people availing of the service. Dorothy Thomas, Community Support Network Coordinator at the Irish Cancer Society, hopes this vital service can evolve in the future.
It really is a vital service, and I think, you know, more people are being diagnosed with cancer and therefore the services is needed a bit more. But also, I think that there is less kind of stigma about going for counselling. And people are more open to the idea of going and seeing a counsellor.
And albeit it has been a small increase in Donegal, but there is still an increase and there is a number of services that are available for people in the county.
In Letterkenny itself, we would have the counselling service, which is a one-to-one service or a family service. So our counselling psychologist, who is Joan Burke, she would see people on a one-to-one basis, or she might see family groups. We're really happy to be able to provide the service for people who need it. And, you know, based on what people tell us about their experience of the service, they value it highly and they would recommend it to other people. So we would like to continue to see it grow and be there for people who wish to avail of it.
Ford Search and Rescue have today released statistics which reveal the emergency service dealt with a total of 36 incidents in September. Rescue duty and emergency response teams rescued 2 people from the river and removed 15 people from the railings or river's edge, while 19 people who were in distress were dealt with and immediately removed to a place of safety. Ford Search and Rescue have thanked the public and community for their support and the volunteers for their dedication. People in Donegal are being urged to attend a meeting this week about a senior alert scheme. The latest security initiative provides older people with a free personal monitor alarm, which is installed in their home and connected to a national helpline. Those who are keen to sign up to the scheme are asked to attend tomorrow night's meeting in the Station House Hotel in Letterkenny. Head of Programming Planning in Powell, Richard Dean, has been speaking about how effective the scheme has been.
they act as our agents on the ground because they know the people that are vulnerable, they know that those that might be entitled to it, and also they'll take calls from people that they may not know, and from family members who know that their mom or dad or an elderly aunt or uncle or cousin might be in need of having this if they either live alone or if they live with other vulnerable people in their home. It's a very good scheme and we really want people to uptake it. You know, 16% of the population of County Donegal is over the age of 65.
On for weather now, mostly cloudy tonight. It will be dry in most areas and there will be a few isolated patches of drizzle, mist and fog. Minimum temperatures tonight of 3 to 6 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a 41-year-old man has been charged with the murder of Donegal woman Luna McKinney. The 35-year-old from Convoy died while on a boating holiday with her family in Fermanagh earlier this year. The DUP have labelled the Irish government political chancers. There now won't be agreement today on a deal to move Brexit talks to the next stage. Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Deputy Piers Doherty and Sinn Féin Senator Padraig McLaughlin have been officially named as the party's candidates to contest the next general election for the constituency of Donegal. And the Wide Atlantic Way is bracing itself for an influx of Star Wars fans after the release of The Last Jedi later this month. As well as Skellig Michael in Kerry, the film was shot on location in Malin Head in County Donegal. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. And we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, December the 4th. The death has occurred of Pat Barkley, 21 Harcourt Drive, Belfast, and formerly of Ahearn. Pat's remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from his late home on Wednesday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in Sacred Heart Church, Old Park Road, Belfast. Interment afterwards in St Patrick's Churchyard, Ahearn. The death has occurred of Breed McDevitt, Drimna Finnegal, Kilcar. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock to arrive at her residence at 4 o'clock. Removal from her residence on Thursday morning at 11:30 for funeral mass in St. Carthus Church, Kilcar at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in Kilcar Cemetery. The death has occurred at the Donegal Hospice of Mary Gallagher, Sheskin Rowan, Dunloe. Her remains are reposing in Miglin's funeral home with rosary at 9 o'clock tonight. Viewing tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock with removal at 6:30, going to St Columbus Church Acres for 7 o'clock where she will repose overnight. Funeral mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, followed by cremation in Lakeland Crematorium at a later date. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Sean McGlynn, funeral director, Dunloe. The sudden death has taken place at Alton Galvin Hospital of Liam Hannigan, 6 Newton Street, Strabane. Remains are reposing at his mother Betty Hannigan's home, 1 Marion Park, Strabane. Funeral leaving his mother's home tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers placed to Cuamwara, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time please from 11 o'clock tonight. And the death has occurred of Annie O'Donnell, Cura Moan, Ballybuffet. Her remains are reposing at the home of her daughter, Bernie O'Donnell, Cura Moan. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorler, with interment afterwards in Stranorler Cemetery.